During the spring and summer, there are a lot of flowers that start to bloom. These flowers that you will find are mostly either ornamental flowers or wild flowers. I would like to talk about some flowers that you would see for ornamental purposes or as wild flowers. Some flowers are totally harmless and are eaten by many different people, while some are extremely toxic and you should stray away from them. The first flower that I would like to talk about are roses. Roses are a highly coveted flower for most gardens solely because of their beauty. Their beauty comes from their colorful petals and how much petals they have on a single flower. In ancient times, roses were wild flowers used for brewing tea. They were also used for adorning monuments like tombs or decorating rooms. Today, roses are used for ornamental purposes, but are also still used for tea. Some roses are invasive species brought over from Asian countries, but of course they are not toxic. A lot of roses are crossbred to make many different cultivars. These roses are used in things like flower shows or to enhance the beauty of gardens. Roses are also associated with femininity and love. The second flower I would like to talk about is deadly nightshade. As its name suggests, the flower is extremely toxic and can kill you. In ancient times, it was used as an ancient anesthesia, but we now have better, safer alternatives. Today, it is a wild plant in the family Solanaceae. A fun fact is that the deadly nightshade shares the same family as common vegetables such as tomatoes and eggplants. The fruit of the plant is where the toxicity lies. It looks like a black cherry, but don't fall for its beauty as it contains dangerous alkaloids that will be harmful to you. Usually, it will cause hallucinations and seizures if you ingest the plant. It is a violet color with small, but still very pretty flowers. Another flower I would like to talk about is a peony. Peony flowers are ornamental flowers coveted for their petals that look like big, fluffy skirts. In ancient times, it was the source of many myths and had many medicinal properties. A famous myth was that a nymph named Paeania attracted the Greek god Apollo with her beauty, and out of spite, Aphrodite turned Paeania into a peony. Peonies were used to treat stomach aches, bladder issues, jaundice, and even treat nightmares. Now they are solely an ornamental plant due to their beauty. Peonies symbolize beauty, as the aforementioned myth was about, honor, and love. The flowers usually range from a pastel pink to white. Next is not a flower, but a very infamous plant. The castor bean plant is the most poisonous common plant. It produces castor beans, which can be used to make castor oil. But these beans also contain a very poisonous compound known as ricin. Ricin is an extremely poisonous substance that was used in the assassinations of many famous people. Just a few grains of salt worth of ricin can kill an adult human within minutes. It has always been used for the same two things, to make castor oil and to get ricin. The beans are small and they are brown with black stripes. They were used in many different failed assassinations in the United States, and most of the beans were sent to the White House or to the homes of many senators. There was one attack in 2003, but of course nobody died from it because they caught on to it. The final plant I would like to talk about is the angel's trumpet flower. This flower is an extinct flower in the wild, so it's only grown in captivity. This plant, like deadly nightshade, is in the Solanaceae family, so it is also related to tomatoes and eggplants. This plant is extremely toxic. All parts of the plant are toxic and contain high amounts of alkaloids. The plant used to be grouped in with Jimson weed, or also known as the devil's trumpet. But the angel's trumpet grows on small trees or shrubs as multiple flowers, as the Jimson weed grows as one single inflorescence. It is used today as tribal jewelry and to add a beautiful splash of color to gardens. Just beware of the dangerous toxins hidden in the flower. They range from many different colors, and just like roses, they are crossbred to make a lot of different cultivars. Most of the plants that I have mentioned were toxic, But don't worry, as most plants that we see in gardens are not toxic, so you won't have to worry about touching them. But of course, you should make sure that whenever you touch a plant, just to double check that you won't get harmed by it.